arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And W279DG, West Palm Beach.
Praise the Lord. Thanks for tuning in to Piercing Darkness Show. This is Apostle Sally. I want to thank God for this day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the miracle hour. The hour of miracles, signs and wonders. And to God be the glory. It's Piercing Darkness Show with Apostle Sally. Get ready to be blessed in Jesus' name. The best is yet to come.
Of miracles at the Raymond F. Kravis Center in downtown West Palm Beach, right in the beautiful Kravis Center. It is free admission, free parking. It is a citywide crusade, so anybody is welcome, whatever town, city you're hearing this broadcast in, all up the Treasure Coast in South Florida. You're all invited, so if you have friends and family in the area or even out of the area, please tell them to come. It's going to be an awesome time. Friday and Saturday, the 18th and 19th of August, 7 p.m. It's free admission and free parking. Don't forget also, if you need prayer, you can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018 is the prayer line. And also, go to our website, powerevangelism.net. Again, that's powerevangelism.net. You can submit your prayer request on there. You can order products. You can donate. You can also watch free videos. We have a lot of YouTube videos, a lot of testimonies of people being healed, delivered, and you can read about some awesome miraculous testimonies on our testimony page. And you don't want to miss that awesome opportunity to partner with us and help us take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations of the world. We just got back from an awesome crusade. It was life-changing. Many people were healed of autism, people with back pain, people that had asthma, hair loss, and so many other things were prayed for, and people were healed. Also, a woman that was Pauline was healed. Was a stroke; she could barely walk. She began to walk freely. So we give God praise for that awesome, awesome testimony that God did in Minneapolis. And many people we haven't seen in years came testimony. People have known apostles for 17 years, 12 years came. It was a packed out house, and God really opened the heavens over the Twin Cities in the crusade there. So I want to encourage you, don't forget, also we're planning to come to different cities around the area for upcoming crusades. And we have a Holy Ghost, it's a young adult and youth camp meeting retreat coming up July 3rd through July 8th. And it's going to be in Shaco Springs, Alabama, in Talladega, at a Shaco Springs camp there. And if you want to come with us for Power Evangelism, you can register on our website. Or you can call our ministry line at 561-337-9259, and you can ask more information about the Shaco Springs Youth Camp. So if you have a person in middle school, high school, a young adult, and they want to come be a part of this, we have worship sessions in the morning. We eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, buffet style. We play games, activities, water slides, all kind of fun activities that kids love to do to keep them having fun and fellowship and recreation. But we also have times of spiritual growth with kids. We have service in the evening, and we have some different workshops and different things we do with the kids, and we let them have a balance and fun time of fellowship, but also growing spiritually while they're having fun. So I want to encourage you, if you want to go, give us a call at 561-337-9259. Apostle Solomon will be coming on shortly here live to share the word of God with you. And also, he will be praying for you and your needs. So I want to encourage you to tune in. And also, follow us on Facebook. You can follow Apostle Ronald Song on Facebook or the Holy Ghost Revival page on Facebook. If you go to our website, the top right of the website, you can click on the Facebook icon or the Twitter icon or the YouTube icon. And you can subscribe for YouTube videos. You can follow Apostle on Twitter and also on Facebook. And we update those periodically throughout the week. And you can find the upcoming services, testimonies, and just encouraging things that will encourage you in your faith to keep you focused on Jesus. And don't forget, Again, the Raymond F. Kravis Center, one of the biggest events of the summer of our ministry we've had for the last couple of years, is going to be in downtown West Palm at the Raymond F. Kravis Center. If you've never been to one of our crusades, or you've never even been to the Kravis Center, this is a great opportunity to come experience the power of God. And also, a first-class place, it's free admission and free parking. It's going to be Friday and Saturday. So if you're from out of town, or you're listening on the internet around the world, or you're listening local here in South Florida, please take time off work on Friday. Come Friday and Saturday. Bring your friends. Bring your family. And if you have anybody that has an incurable problem, maybe the doctors have given up on them. Maybe they have cancer. Maybe there's somebody that has, they're in a wheelchair. They have a hearing loss or whatever problem it may be, or maybe it's an emotional problem, or maybe it's some legal issue you're dealing with. There's nothing impossible with God. All things are possible, those who believe. So we believe what we are believing by faith, that God will turn those problems around for you. Come experience the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because in those atmospheres, we worship Jesus, we lift him up, and what happens, he releases anointing, and anointing, the Bible says, destroys the yoke. So come and experience the power of God. Apostle Solomon has played for many cases, and God has set them free. Don't forget, we do have upcoming meetings coming up in the area. We go to our website for more information at powerevangelism.net. We do have a revival service in South Florida, so if you're interested in our revival service, we do meet on Sunday evenings. Go to our website for the address and more information. We've had so many prayer calls. So if you're listening today right on the radio, if you're driving on the road, or if you're at home and you can call in, please call us. We'd like to pray with you. 561-337-9018. That line is busy. Call 561-337-9259, and we'd love to pray with you. And we'll pray for your needs. And if you have a testimony, call us. If you've been to one of our Apostles' Crusades, you've been to one of our ministries or one of our churches, please call us. We'd love to hear what God has done in your life through this ministry. The reason we share testimonies, the Bible says, because we overcome the devil, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb of Jesus and the word of our testimony in Revelations. That's why we share testimonies, to build faith and to encourage you to keep following Jesus, to run the race, never give up, and finish the race, because Jesus is coming back very soon, as the man of God has been sharing. And also, he's got some insight, prophetic words he's going to share with you today. God laid on his heart as he preaches the word of God and shares with you from the Bible. So, again, keep following Jesus and don't give up. Again, our website is powerevangelism.net, and that's you can go there, and you can order products. If you like the teachings, you like the worship that you've heard in the Crusades or on the radio, you can go there and order those products. You'll get them shipped right to your home, or you can order them for maybe a birthday gift or Christmas gift or anniversary gift. Great to get somebody something about the Word of God and really encourage them and benefit them spiritually. And don't forget, Apostle has a book called The Secret Place that he wrote about God's presence and about spiritual warfare. Very good book. And also, he has a book that one of his associate ministers in London, Pastor Catherine, wrote. God took her in a vision. She saw heaven and hell for 2 hours. She was basically died, and God took her up in heaven and hell, right in her home. She was in a family function, and she woke up, and God told her to write about it. So a year or so later, she wrote about what her experience was, and she put it in a book, and Apostle Solly forwarded the book. So if you want to, maybe you're curious about heaven, you're curious about hell, is it real, what is it? What do people say, have people ever visited there? This is a great book, and it has a lot of Bible verses backing her experience up. So it's not just this is a vision she had, but it's also a lot biblical from the Bible. So many Bible verses she talks about, and things she saw in heaven, and things she saw in hell. It's a very scary experience, but a very encouraging experience to those who follow Jesus and have given their heart to the Lord. So I want to encourage you can call us, or you can go to our website and you can order. Go to Paul Solly here in just a minute. He's coming on live, so I want to thank you for tuning in. And if you're out there today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we like to just share the gospel with you today. He's going to preach to you. But if you're depressed and you don't know Jesus, I want to encourage you to give your heart to Jesus right now. You say, well, I don't know if I'm going to heaven or hell. You can pray this prayer right now and call us, and we'll send you a free gift in the mail and help you in your walk. Just say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I believe that you died on the cross, and I believe you rose from the dead, and I believe you shed your blood for me on the cross. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the Lamb's book of life, and fill me with the Holy Spirit. If you pray that prayer, please call our ministry line. We have a free gift from Apostle Solly in our ministry to you, and we'd love to hear from you, and also find a good Bible-believing church that believes in the things of God, and also come visit our crusades. Go to our website, powerevangelism.net. We have some awesome testimonies coming up. Don't forget, we are planning more crusades in the area. So go to our website, powerevangelism.net. An awesome crusade coming up at the Kravis Center, the 18th to 19th of August. Mark your calendars. And we have the Young Adult Youth Retreat, July 3rd through the 8th. We're going to go right now with Apostle Sally live. So we're going to get off. We're going to go right to him. He's coming on air in about 30 seconds. So enjoy this message. Enjoy testimonies. Enjoy worship. And thank you again for tuning in to 89.9 WCNO. This is Piercing Darkness, Apostle Sally show presented by Power Evangelism Ministries, bringing the light of Jesus Christ to this dark and dying world. Piercing Darkness with Apostle Ronald Sally. Enjoy the rest of this broadcast. And thank you for tuning in to today's show.
So Sally took him into his arms, and he basically said, watch this miracle taking place. And he snapped behind his head. He had had, let me back up, he had had severe to profound hearing loss diagnosed by the doctors. They were talking about doing cochlear implants with him, okay? And he hadn't talked again since he was 1 year old. He hadn't spoken a word. And so anyway, we watched as Apostle Sally snapped behind his head, and he turned right around like a complete circle and looked right at him, and everybody saw it. And then he did it again, where he clapped, and Sage clearly turned around. He could hear him clearly. And he said, watch. And the Lord opened his ears, and he even released his tongue. Since then, a year and a half later, now I've got a witness back here. We have a worker, my awesome worker, BJ, back there. Raise your hand, brother, that works with this young man. We have heard him speak. He said, Mama, and he said, Papa, randomly here and there since then. We've heard him talk. And yes, which you didn't know about, praise God, he's starting to talk. And then we've also, he started crawling around now. He goes everywhere. You can't keep him down. And now we took him back to the ENT doctor 1 month after he got prayed for by Apostle Sally, and they said he has normal hearing. And it stayed that way ever since. We've had it tested since then, and he's still normal hearing. Praise God. He's loud, but I say he likes to preach. That's why. He wants to tell people about Jesus. Thank you. Amen.
Yeah, bless you. Isn't it a powerful miracle? Come on, guys. Give Jesus a mighty clap offering. Amen.
Praise the Lord for the powerful testimony. We serve a God that does miracles today, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I serve God who answers prayer. And nothing is impossible with him. You know, the Bible says on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. So evidence we have that Jesus rose from the dead is the miracles. The proof that is not in the grave is the signs and wonders. You see, everybody can talk, but at the end of the day, who can produce the proof? And only Jesus can produce the proof that he's not dead and is alive. And whoever shall call upon his name shall be saved. So welcome to Piercing Darkness Show. We want to remind you that we come to you every Saturday at this time. I just came back from the Twin Cities where I had tremendous crusades. That testimony I had is a creative miracle of that young boy who could not hear or talk. And he had some type of disability. But God moved in his life, opened his ear, both ears, and they ran tests and they confirmed that he can hear. And now he's beginning to talk. And not only that, several other things that is developing. God follows through. When he does something, he will follow through. So those of you wonder whether when people receive healings or miracles, do they stay? Yes, they stay and they bear fruit. Because the Bible said that our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I just want to encourage you to champion in the faith. Continue to maintain the faith. And remember to always surrender it to the Lord. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And nothing is impossible with him when you believe. Call 561-337-9018 for prayer. 561-337-9018 for prayer. We want to hear what God is going to do in your life. When you call and believe God, we're going to pray for you and see him move in your situation. as the Lord is on the throne.
Put your hand right here on your shoulder and what?
Neck.
Father, what's your name?
That's your name. Your name. Flo.
Father, thank you for Flo. Now Flo's neck is healed and the shoulder is gone. Pain, leave the shoulder and the neck of Flo. Flo. I command the arthritis to be removed out of your body by the stripes of Jesus. Watch. That's the glory. That's the glory. Gently, gently, gently. That glory. That's the glory. That's the glory. That's the glory. Now all your shoulder pain is gone. All your shoulder pain is gone. Now, brother, how do you feel in your shoulder? Way better than before.
Way better than it was.
Glory to God.
But the neck is still.
Okay, now put your hand right there.
And say Jesus. Say Jesus. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
You are so sweet.
You are so sweet.
Thank you for fixing my neck.
Thank you for fixing my neck.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now move it three times. Left. Move it to your left. Right, left, right, left, right. Now watch. Watch. Just lay it down. That's the glory. That's the glory. That's the glory. That's the glory. Gently help. Help. Gently. Help. Help. We give you praise.
I receive.
She feels way better. She had a bulge in her neck. She had a bulge right on the right side, and she started moving her. She sees no bulge. She feels nothing. She feels way better than before.
It's really good.
It's really good. She said it's really good. God bless you so much. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. That's a powerful testimony. God moved all the pain out of her shoulder and then the neck area. She's fine. She came sick and left healed because Jesus touched her. And when we pray for them, they go back to their doctors and the doctors confirm it. That's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Remember, these are authentic miracles because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 561-337-9-8 is the prayer line.
It doesn't matter what you see now.
Can you see?
Can you see in glory? Because I know who I am. Take a look at me. I'm a wonder.
I believe in God. You're joining us right now on air. This is Apostle Sally coming to you live on radio, bring you the power of God. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible. Call for prayer, 561-337-9018. We want to pray for you and believe God to move in your life so you can have a testimony. You see, the Bible says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So you have to have a testimony. Some of you don't have a testimony. You need to get a testimony. So it's important for you to release your faith. And let's see the power of God move in your life and break the curse off your life. I'm going to do a teaching to help boost your faith and then see God move in your life and your situation. So if you are watching me on Periscope or Facebook, you can share with your friends. If you're listening on radio, you can also go ahead and text your friends to tune in on 89.9 FM to hear this powerful broadcast, because we're bringing to you the power of God, lifting up Jesus, who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus walked on water. Jesus cast out devils. Jesus did wonders when he was here on earth, and he's still here today by his spirit. So we're experiencing the glory of God in such unusual ways because we're in his presence. We have more testimonies to the glory of God. 561-337-908. Call for prayer.
Well, first of all, it was quite a few years ago that I first came to see Pastor Solly, and I had migraines for 25 years and suffered. And I'd lose like a day or two a month. I mean, I was all with these migraines. And Pastor Solly prayed for me, and the healing came on me, and I haven't had a migraine since. So I'm excited Pastor Solly is back. But that's not the only thing. Yes, that was another thing that we've had several of them. He spoke over me that our home, we were in a terrible, terrible hailstorm and fighting with the insurance company to pay for things, and it all worked out for good. I had come to a meeting, and again, it was better than good. It was great. So it was, and this is a big thing. I came to another meeting. In 2005, I was diagnosed with secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. That was kind of a shocking diagnosis. And I also was having a bout of hypertension, and I never had hypertension. I was at the doctor for something else, and he said, you need to keep your eye on this because it's really high. And he gave me a card. He said, go to Walgreens. You got to keep up on checking this. And anyways, I went to a meeting where Pastor Solly was again. And he was up. He was playing the music. And he stopped playing. And then he stepped forward. And he said that this night God is going to heal someone of multiple sclerosis and hypertension. So that was so affirming to me because I'd never had hypertension. And here I had it for like 2 weeks, and here I was. And that was my word. And that was 2005. So that was, yes. And people told me with secondary progressive MS, you're not going to have any, it's going to be a steady going downhill. And I was even told I was going to be in a wheelchair by a nurse.
Intervened. And we give God glory for that powerful testimony. God took the MS out and hypertension. When I was playing the piano, he gave me a revelation, word of knowledge. And I spoke it, and she released her faith, and God healed her. You see, there's something about the atmosphere. That's why I encourage you to come to these crusades. Because when you walk into the atmosphere is charged with the glory of God. And when you walk into the atmosphere, the Lord is able to deliver you. The problem is that most people are not willing to step out of their comfort zone. They want God to tie them in their comfort zone. But you don't understand, the comfort zone could be your enemy, because they won't let you go. And I don't think it's a good idea for you to procrastinate. If you have a situation like this woman diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2005, and she happened to come around in a meeting where I'm ministering in 2013, and God removed the infirmity out of her, and he set her free. We serve a God who wants us prayer. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So all these testimonies are a reminder to you that Jesus is Lord. I encourage you to come join us in our crusade, August 18th and 19th at the Crave Center. We'll be there for two nights. And also, we have a crusade coming up in Port Pierce. I'll let you know. Our website has updates for all these locations. We just finished two crusades. We went to Melbourne, then we went to Anderson, South Carolina. And then last week I was in Minneapolis. And God did mighty things for his glory. So continue to pray and support this ministry as we take the power of God to different regions for the glory of God. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Nothing is impossible with God. When you believe, all things are possible.
Ways, I have two testimonies. One, God canceled a major accident for me on March 28th. And I want to give him praise for that, because I was driving on 95 and the car in front of me just started flipping. And all of a sudden, God's angels stopped it and threw it out of the way, and it ended up on the exit and no car was hit. So I give God praise for that. The second thing, I've been praying God. I said, Lord, I want to live debt free. And so I had my a major balance on my car, close to $11,000. God paid that off for me. I give him praise for that, and also paid my insurance for 6 months. So praise God.
Amen. So God is
debt free. Amen.
Debt free.
My sin
is.
Amen.
And just so
financial miracle. To God be the
Hallelujah.
Glory. To God be the glory for the powerful testimony. That's a financial miracle. It's God who does those kind of miracles. You know, when a miracle is the Lord's intervention, you don't pay for it. It's free. You just have to believe and keep releasing your faith. The Bible says we shall decree a thing and it shall be established. So that's how God works. When we release our faith, we shall decree a thing and it shall be established. So let those testimonies help you build your faith and release your breakthrough. It will manifest. All you have to do is to let go your doubt and trust God to fix it. God will fix it because he's on the throne and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And nothing is impossible with him. It's Jesus who heals the sick. It's Jesus who sets the captives free. It's Jesus who opens blind eyes. It's Jesus who makes the cripple walk. So call unto him and he'll answer you today.
Took away whatever complications this young girl had, moved the baby's situation, fixed it. This is when I was in Aiken in February. Yes, can you zoom this one in so they can see it on the screen? Can you go there and put it on the screen, brother? Steve, give us this shot. Look at the miracle. Someone say hallelujah. To God be the glory, hallelujah. So the Lord moved in that situation immediately.
Oh, and another thing too, with this baby, she was born with this called hyperleftplasty, which means only one side of her heart was functioning. So God showed up and showed out. Yeah.
Stretch your hand and say, Father, you begun a good work in this family. You shall be faithful to accomplish it. Let this baby grow to serve you, to do your will, to reach souls for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shalom.
Things are possible when you believe. The child was born with hyperleftplasty. It was a critical condition. And the mother came to the crusade and I told her, bring a cloth. So the next day she came with a cloth. I prayed for the cloth and said, take this cloth and, you know, put on this infant in an ICU. And that's all it took, faith. When she put a cloth on the baby, the Lord did a creative miracle and caused the heart to start functioning normally. They took all the tubes off. The baby's free, back home. And to God be the glory. I believe in miracles and I believe in God. If you're a mother, you understand what it feels like to have a child. You want your child to be healthy. They run the test to come back normal. And I've been dealing with a lot of situations with people's children born with defects. And God has moved into their lives. Like a child was born missing a testicle and God did a great miracle for the boy. And they were supposed to put a plastic one and the Lord popped another one and it came out. It dropped a second one. Instantly, created a miracle. The doctors, were shocked by that. We have another one that they brought to our service that was autistic, and the Lord healed him. Now he's no more. And all the glory belongs to Jesus. God is a miracle working God. Yes, may God do a miracle in your life. All you have to do is to believe and receive it. You see, Jesus Christ, when he was walking here on earth, he demonstrated his power in such an unprecedented way, unusual ways, wherever he went. People were touched, people were delivered, people were set free, because the glory of God was being seen and released through his ministry. We see the ministry of Christ was not only feeding the hungry, he fed the hungry. He cast out devils. He healed the sick. He brought hope. He preached the gospel, the truth in boldness. So we can't just take portions of it. We have to do everything. Because the Lord set an example. How can we impact this generation with the gospel? We have to be willing to step out of the comfort zone, and step into this, you gotta be willing to be misunderstood, misquoted. But as long as God is glorified, that's the most important thing. How do you receive a miracle from God? How do you receive a deliverance? How do you receive a healing? You have to believe. When you believe, God will do it. Because he's on the throne and he's able. And nothing is impossible with him. When you believe, like the woman who was diagnosed with MS and hypertension, multiple sclerosis, in 2005, many years ago. And she came to our service where I was ministering in the church. And the Lord took it out. You know why? Because she believed. And it left her. The devil is a liar. He wants you to doubt. He wants you to question the ability of God. He wants you to question whether God is going to do it. But even once you believe, God will come through. So, you have to carry the cross and follow Jesus. You have to step out of the zone of those that question whether God does miracles today. And so I want to give you a teaching on that shortly. I want to encourage you to go to our website to submit your prayer request and we can stand with you in prayer and believe God to do a move in your life to set you free and to break any limitations of your life. Because at the end of the day, Satan is a liar and there's nothing he can do to stop God from being glorified in your life. In Jesus' name. And he's going to break the curse of your life when you believe.
Télévision, puis il t'a regardé, il t'a ouvert la porte là. Puis il n'a même qu'à déplacer, qu'on y a eu 4 personnes, il t'a fait deuxième petite moi, qui a 24 ans, même. Et puis la petite l'arrivée, il t'a la gréman dans l'église là, il prend la machine dans l'allée. L'aime arriver, chita là, m'a pas de régler rien pour tête moi. Et puis c'est comme ça, la porte là, il t'a dit, bon Dieu, pendant il t'a guéri, moun, et puis il t'a dit, bon Dieu, dis pour me prier pour et puis c'est comme ça me t'ai joindre guérison depuis jodi à pour juste comme m'a parlé avant là. Bon Dieu bénis nous.
She suffered from two fibroids that actually caused her to be bleeding profusely. She began to suffer from a terrible headache. When she went to the doctor, they even told her that she had cancer. So she became unemployed. She couldn't take care of her family. And when she went to the doctor, they told her she suffered from cancer. She finally gave up because she couldn't keep up the fight anymore. But she, her husband was watching the TV show, and then he saw you on TV. And then so they brought her here to the service. After you prayed for her, you prophesied over her, now she's completely, totally healed from cancer, from fibroids, from headache, and she's standing here as a living testimony, and she's able to take care of her family today. To God be the glory.
Give Jesus a powerful clap offering. That's a powerful testimony. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for the powerful testimony in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you very much. Bonje Benu. Let's clap to Jesus for that.
I believe in miracles and I believe in God. What brings joy to my heart is when the Lord touches people that are hurting. You see, when we focus on ourselves, we never care about other people. Then God can't use us. We have to think about the goodness of the Lord walking into that family and removing that mark of death that was on the woman, slow death, causing sickness in the body. This is what Jesus would do if he was on earth today. That's the exact thing he will do. What would Jesus do if he was on earth today? He will heal the sick and set the captives free. What would Jesus do if he was on earth today? He will raise the dead. He will remove cancer. What would Jesus do if he was on earth today? Those are the things he'll be doing. And that's why the same spirit that was on Jesus Christ while he was on earth, that descended on him in the form of a dove. When the Father spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." The same spirit is moving here on earth. That's the same spirit that is doing those miracles. I don't do the miracles. Jesus does the miracles. And all the glory belongs to him. We have to know how to reverence him. Today I want to teach you on surrender and living the life of surrender. You see, I believe if you learn to surrender to God, you're going to see major victories in your life. Because as human beings, we want to be in control. It's our nature. We want to be in control of everything. That's how we're going to feel secure. But you know, that is false security. Just because you're in control doesn't mean that things are going to be secure. Only God can guarantee your security. So, how are you going to live a life of surrender? We're going to read from the scripture, Hebrews chapter 11, and I'm going to take you to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5. God's word is real. You ought to believe it and see God move in your life and break those chains that have been staying on you for all these years, because the Lord wants to show you how to win and how to be free from all bondages that have been tormenting you and holding you down. Because God is on the throne and is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and nothing is impossible with him when you believe. So you have to surrender to God and let him move in a situation in your life. And he will fix it, because he does mighty wonders today and he's going to fix it. So how can you live a life of surrender when you're going through challenges in your life? The first thing you don't understand is that God is not man to lie. He's still on the throne. So why would he lie? It says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5, "By faith Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God." So this man lived that life of surrender that God took him, and he didn't question God's decision. He was taken. He was caught up in glory. That's a reference to rapture. That's also a reference to the supernatural that is taking you to new heights in your life. Where those limitations and bandages that you're facing cannot hold you down. So, we have to know how to battle these devils and defeat them in the spirit, breaking the power of the enemy. So as you study the Word of God, we want to see what the Word of God teaches and shows how to live a life of surrender. As we study on surrender, we want to look at the areas where we can manage and deal with these situations that come to our mind to hinder us from surrender. Like somebody just asked a question, what does surrender really mean? And I want to explain that to you. When you walk into a restaurant and the waitress or waiter walks, you know, the hostess walks you into the restaurant and offers you a seat, a table, you walk in and sit. Once you take a seat, you've surrendered all your body to that seat. You know why? Because you know it has four legs. It's not going to drop you down. That's why you sit on it. So you surrender yourself to the chair, knowing that it's not going to fall. But if it was three-legged, you wouldn't do that. Why? Because your nature is going to tell you, not really. It's more like your mind, your subconscious, everything wired together doubts whether the seat can really handle you. And it's called self-defense, or the mechanism that makes you make wise decisions by not sitting on a thing that's going to break your back. So when we talk about surrendering to God, we have to understand that unless you have a revelation of who God is, you're not going to surrender to Him. And the reason why most Christians and believers today struggle to surrender to God is because they have not received the revelation of who the Lord is. You cannot come to the Father except by Jesus. Now, in this life, you have to practice your faith. So, the devil is the accuser of the brethren, and he is very wicked. And one of the ways he does it is to bring condemnation. The Bible says there's therefore now no condemnation. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. For those who are in Christ Jesus, walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. King James. Now, if you study the scripture, you see that the enemy is not only bringing condemnation, but is the accuser of the brethren. And also, he plants discord and doubt. Because the Bible says God's not the author of confusion. So when you lose your perception of who God is, it's not easy for you to surrender. So those battles and challenges you're facing in your life take a toll on you. They increase the stress level. They bring strife in a marriage. Not only that, but they bring other things, you know, that affect your prayer life. So when you go to prayer, when you have not surrendered to God, your prayer becomes, you know, strained. It becomes distorted. And when God is processing it, when the angels are going through the transition as they ascend and descend, because you have to remember the angels of God ascend and descend, the Bethel experience. So they have to ascend and descend. So the battle is going on in the spirit. Now, if you have doubt, that becomes a distortion in your prayer. If you have unbelief, it becomes a distortion in your prayer. And this is what the enemy does, is to bring distortion. So when there's a lot of distortion, the frequencies are jammed up. You don't even know how to communicate to God or surrender it to God, because your heart has to be connected in the prayer to carry weight. And if you do not get a revelation of who Christ is in prayer, then your prayer is just going to be noise. Because without faith, it is impossible to please Him. So surrender is when you perceive in your heart that God has it in control. That's number one. Number two, surrender is when you perceive in your heart that the Lord is on a throne and your problem can't take Him over throne. So, if you're going to surrender to God, you have to know that He's on a throne. Nobody can shake His throne. Nobody can shake Him. Nobody. Lucifer tried and he was humiliated. He thought he was a genius. He thought, you know, how did he convince all those angels in heaven to rally behind him? Delegated authority. God gave him that dimension, a responsibility, delegated that responsibility to him. So with that, he switched around. He started to covet what belongs to the Father, and he wanted it for himself. And that's what started the problem. You don't understand this. He was misplaced within pride. And when he was misplaced within pride, he thought he could defy the kingdom of God. Thank you for understanding. And he thought he would be able to unleash a revolt in heaven. And all his boys and him were thrown out because God was ahead of him. God knows everything. So nobody can move him from the throne. So to surrender to God, remember your problem cannot displace God. Write it down. That'd be a good sermon tip for tomorrow, if you're pastor and hearing me today. Your problem cannot displace God from the throne. That's number one. Number two, it's very powerful. The enemy, witches, wizards, warlock, network systems, cannot displace God from the authority or the throne room. He's on the chair. The Bible says, justice, you know, the foundation of the throne. So God is a God of justice. So the devil has no access. He's crooked, the thief. So, in battle, authority matters. God backs up his word. He watches over his word to perform it, to fulfill it. Know what the promises of God are. And as you begin to surrender to God, trust him to fix it. Now let's rearrange this a little bit more easier for you to understand. Every problem in your life shows up as a distraction from your focus on the throne, on God. You know why angels win these battles with ease? Because they're in the glory. They stand before the Lord before they go to battle. So when they're before the Lord in battle, they're not away from the Lord. They're before the Lord. This is very powerful. I wish I had time to break it down more. But next week, I'll really try to take more time to break it down for you. The angels of God never leave the presence of God. You see what I mean by that? Because they have to worship God 24/7. So, when they're before the Lord's throne room, and as they worship him and they cry out holy, then the Father unleashes them. So when your prayers come to God in faith, instructions are given to the angels. They go to battle. So the warrior angels, the guardian angels, the different battalions, the cherubims, the seraphims, and I'll go on with all this. But I want to say, when they come to face you, when they come to face the demons, to battle them, they're in the presence of God. So they bring what they carry with them into battle. And that's what drives out the devil. So they're not fighting in their strength, but it's the Lord. And the enemy is no match for angelic firepower. Because the angels are in God's presence 24/7. So, as a believer, Father, give you praise for this revelation. I plead the blood of Jesus over one that's hearing it in Jesus' name. As a believer, you have a responsibility to be a witness for the kingdom of God. As a witness in God's kingdom, that Jesus rose from the dead and is the same yesterday and forever. It begins by surrender. So when you surrender to God, your heart yields to him to battle the enemy. That means you're in the presence of God. So the battle is the Lord's and victory is yours. Now you don't understand. In conflict, we deal with a lot of thoughts. And the enemy is projecting thoughts to your mind. They're coming like arrows. If you've ever seen the, you know, metric, the 300 whatever battle, the Spartans 300, if you ever watch the movie, how the other king, they could shoot arrows, and they came like a cloud to the Spartans, and they had to hide under their shields until all the arrows dropped. That's how the enemy shoots arrows. They come in thousands upon thousands. So once these thoughts come to your mind, then if you don't take the shield and put it up, how are you going to be able to put out the enemy? So you're putting the full armor of God so you can fight the enemy. Use the shield, use the sword. God's word is the sword of the Spirit. Speak it into the situation and battle those nasty thoughts and cast them down in the mighty name of Jesus. So as you battle the enemy, you have to remember that surrender is how you activate the supernatural within you. Out of you shall flow the rivers of life. Out of your bellies shall flow the rivers of life. So God is going to release the river to flow. And when the river begins to flow, miracles will happen. And nothing is impossible with him. So Jesus says, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. That word is not past, it's present. Because when you read the word of God as history, then you miss it. God's word is the same yesterday and forever. So the word of God is breath, it's recurring, it's life. So once you read the word of God, it says, you know, cast all your cares and burdens to him because he cares for you. Surrender all to Jesus. God is in control. So come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, which means I'm coming to him because he said, come. Well, he spoke that word many years ago. He's still speaking it today. So you're invited to come. That's surrender. When you take the initiative to walk to God with a situation, to come for prayer, that's surrender. That's when your breakthrough begins. You know? That initiative you take in faith. Now, don't look back because you become a pillar of salt like Lot's wife. Don't look back and say, hey, what am I leaving behind? No, you're moving forward. You've decided to go the right way. Now stick to that game plan. The Lord, it says, well, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I love the scripture, Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Hear me talk about it every time I come over here. Call unto me and I'll answer thee. And I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Why would you stop calling Jesus? You can't stop calling Jesus. How dare you stop calling Jesus? Well, I'm tired. No, you can't be tired. He'll give you strength. So surrender is the manifestation of the benefit of revelation of Christ within your spirit. Now your mind has to be renewed. Number two, when we surrender to God, we yield to the Holy Ghost because it's a transition. So you begin by surrender and then you yield. So the Spirit of God begins to speak to you and to guide you. Because now he'll talk about himself. He's here to talk about Jesus. So when you yield to the Holy Spirit and begin to follow direction, he takes you out of prison. I was sharing this a few weeks ago. Peter is in prison and the believers begin to pray. Now they're praying to God, but they don't realize the Lord sent an angel already, because before you pray, God has already answered your prayer. So all they had to do is to open their mouth and begin to pray. And while they're still praying, an angel walked into prison, took Peter out of prison. And Peter thought it was a dream. Amazing. That's a nice dream. He didn't wake up until he was out of prison. And when he knocked on the door, they were still praying. So they thought it was his ghost. God moved faster, swiftly than they could imagine. So when you yield to the Holy Spirit, it begins to guide you to victory. Now, the Spirit of God is not an it, he's a he. So, he's a person of the Godhead. So, once you pray in the name of Jesus, and God hears your prayer, he releases deliverance. Now, God works mysteriously. We can't figure out how he's going to do it, but he does it. There are many ways God can move in your situation, but he will move and fix it for his glory. So let's look at the best way to learn to surrender to God. Number one, stop magnifying the problem or thinking about it as impossible, because nothing is impossible with God. So stop magnifying it. Deny your challenges or your problem, that kind of attention you're giving them. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. You got to meditate on God's word. And this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate on it day and night, that you will observe to do according to what is written therein, and that through thy way shall be prosperous. You meditate on the word, you speak the word unto the circumstance and situation. And that's how you begin to deny the enemy that access. Because when you don't give him that attention, God will move. The Bible said the afflictions of a righteous man are many, but God delivers him through all. God won't let you go through what you cannot handle. The battle is the Lord's and the victory is yours. You are on a verge of a breakthrough, not a verge of a collapse. Don't listen to the enemy who's saying you're going to collapse, you're going to perish, you're going to die. No, if you have Jesus in your heart, ye shall live and not die. That's what the Bible says. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Those are words that come from a heart that is surrendered. As your mouth speaks it, the Bible says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. I believe the word of God I've shared this moment has blessed you to activate your faith. And I want to give you an opportunity to believe God to move in your life, in your health, in those conditions you're dealing with. God's going to break that curse. God's going to eliminate that curse. God's going to remove that curse off your life in Jesus' name. So, say this after me. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. If you're watching me on Periscope, Facebook, you can also receive Jesus. Say these words. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my Lord and Savior. And I am born again in Jesus' name. Now, if you receive Jesus in your heart, you're born again. Read your Bible, pray, and stay saved. Now, I want to pray for the sick and the oppressed. You're sick in your body, you're oppressed, and you want God to move in your life. If you have a problem, financial, it's at your job, legal matters, whatever it is, let's see God move that mountain. The Bible say, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they love that I've not been unto death. Let the Lord give you victory. Unprecedented victory over the enemy that has been coming against you. May the Lord swiftly deliver you, cast the devil out of you, and set you free from the chains that have been tormenting you in Jesus' mighty name. By the stripes of Jesus be healed. May the Lord vindicate and deliver you from those chains that have been tormenting you in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, I believe and I receive it. So if you release your faith, now receive it and keep it. I want to encourage you to join us on our TV show. We have a show every Sunday at 5 o'clock. You can watch it, and it's going to bless you. We also have a radio show here on Saturday at 1 p.m. Sunday, we're on TV at 5 o'clock, channel 1361. Go to our website, pyevangelism.net, to submit your prayer request, also to order my products. And also, we'll be back next week at the same time, 1 o'clock. Call our prayer line, 561-337-9018. Don't forget to join us in our crusade at the Crivey Center, August 18th and 19th at 7 p.m. Jesus, Lord, and God bless you. And I want to encourage you to stay tuned to the Holy Ghost, because the breakthrough is there, and I want to hear your testimony. PyEvangelism.net. God bless you, and I'll be back next week. Jesus is Lord. Nothing is impossible with him.
Thanks for tuning into Piercing Darkness Show. This is Apostle Sally. I want to thank God for this day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. All things are possible with them that believe. I'll bless the Lord, and his praise will continue within my heart 24/7. The blessing of God makes rich, and he adds no sorrow.